Travelers in Mexico could soon be flying on an airline owned and operated by that country's military. A subsidiary of the Mexican Army is reviving the bankrupt Mexicana Airlines, as James Frederick reports from Mexico City.
Only one airline flies daily to Acapulco.
Mexicana was a classic 20th century airline and one of the oldest in the world.
We fly to more of Mexico than any other airline.
But it went bankrupt in 2010 and was dormant until earlier this year when Mexico's military purchased the brand. Most see the move as a way for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to bring business to a practically empty, unused airport he built in a remote spot outside Mexico City. But takeoff for Mexicana hasn't gone as planned. It was supposed to be relaunched in September, and then on December 1st. Now President López Obrador says the inaugural flight might happen on December 26th, or quote, soon, very soon. That's a problem because many in the industry say the airline doesn't actually own any planes or have any crew or staff to run the airline. Whenever Mexicana does take off, it will paint a picture of a worrying trend in Mexico. The inaugural flight is set to depart from the military-run Felipe Ángeles Airport outside Mexico City. It will land at the military-run Tulum Airport on the Caribbean coast. From there, passengers can easily board the military-run Maya train, a tourist project marred by scandal for ignoring environmental concerns in pristine jungle.
Entonces, si bien no es un fenómeno que haya empezado en esta administración, sí se ha profundizado a una gran velocidad.
Lisa Sanchez, the head of the think tank Mexicans United Against Crime, says militarization of Mexico did not start under López Obrador, but it has increased rapidly under his administration. Hundreds of government duties and billions of new dollars are now in military hands. They also run a public bank where Mexicans receive their pensions. They're hired by local governments to police cities across the country. They play a huge role in migration enforcement.
It's really kind of a corporative mentality that has completely changed the nature of the military.
That's Catalina Perez Correa, a law professor who runs a project tracking the military's growing power. Perez Correa says the military is acting like a large corporation, but one that is very inefficient and granted military-level secrecy.
See, they're doing all of these things and they're simply not accountable. So they're basically operating in many ways outside the law.
López Obrador has led a huge transfer of power and money to the military, ensuring that they have a hold on the country long after he leaves power next year. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Mexico City.